For WKNO News in Memphis, I'm Christopher Blank. Shelby County Health Department Director Dr. Elisa Haushalter has resigned. It follows revelations of a volunteer allegedly stealing vaccine doses. As WKNO's Katie Reardon reports, the state has alerted the FBI about the alleged theft.
State Health Commissioner Dr. Lisa Piercy says Shelby County Mayor Lee Harris told her about the incidents yesterday, but they date back several weeks. Information is still coming to light, but Piercy says it appears to involve a volunteer helping at a vaccination site.
It was actually drawn up in syringes, and that the volunteer appeared to leave the site with some syringes. That's all I can say right now.
According to the Shelby County Health Department, the incidents involved a, quote, medical professional and was reported to police, who concluded there was, quote, insufficient information to file a report of any theft or unlawful conduct. Another disclosure from earlier this month, two children are believed to have been inappropriately vaccinated in Shelby County. No COVID vaccine currently available has been approved for those under the age of 16. Again, the violation involved a volunteer, Piercy says.
The volunteer who was on site gave the vaccine because the volunteer believed that that is what he or she was supposed to do if the person had an appointment.
State officials say the incidents are adding to a mounting and concerning list of missteps. Piercy has grown increasingly frustrated with the Shelby County Health Department's lack of transparency and is now calling it a, quote, low accountability organization. Since an initial state inquiry documented thousands of doses that expired this month, the state has found more recent instances of shots going bad. They include a batch of 76 going to waste this week, with some simply unaccounted for.
There does appear to be a lack of accountability and, in some sense, leadership, which has undoubtedly potentially harmed some folks.
Mayor Harris is expected to offer additional comments at a press conference this afternoon. Katie Reardon, WKNO News.
This is 91.1. More news at WKNOFM.org.